The December 2021 digital issue of School News Roll Call for Orange Unified School District features an article from Dr. Gunmarie Hansen, superintendent, as follows. It is hard to believe we are almost halfway through this school year and almost into 2022. We have made it through these challenging times by working together, and I thank you for your continued partnership, grace, and adaptability. On behalf of our Board of Education and district leadership, I extend our sincere gratitude to our students, staff, families, and community for your diligent efforts to keep our schools safe. School attendance has a significant impact on a student's academic success. It takes a team effort as we continue to follow public health guidelines and protocols, which have allowed us to offer in-person instruction since September of 2020. Providing a safe and healthy school environment for our students and employees continues to be our top priority, and we appreciate your ongoing support. Our elementary and secondary school emergency relief plan, approved by the Board of Education at their meeting on October 21, will provide much-needed educational opportunities to mitigate learning loss and provide facilities improvements for our students district-wide. These will be funded by leveraging COVID funds and internal revenue sources, with no impact on taxpayers, and will have a lasting benefit to students and the community for years to come. We eagerly anticipate the grand opening of our Measure S STEM complexes at Villa Park, Canyon, and El Madeno High Schools in December and January, and are thankful to our community for voting to approve the Measure S bond in 2016. We are very excited to see these Measure S Phase 1 projects come to fruition and look forward to welcoming our community to these beautiful new facilities at our upcoming school showcase events in January and February. The superintendent concludes, I wish you and your family a happy holiday season. Warmest regards, Orange Unified School District. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.